We are about to engage on a journey together about seeing some beautiful ideas in the Torah about family. As we know, the Jewish family is really the foundation of all Jewish life. We say every day in our prayers, Aleinu l'shabeach l'adona kol, we give praise to you, the master of all things, shelo asanu kegoyei ha'aretzot v'lo samanu kemishpachot ha'adamah, that you did not make us like the families of the earth. Because there's something about the Jewish family that is just unique and beautiful. And there's many ideas that we need to learn from the Torah in order to strengthen the family, and that's what we're going to be doing for now on. In this week's Parsha, Parshat Chayei Sarah, we really find the foundation of the Jewish family being formed. Right after Abraham buries his wife Sarah, the next thing he does, he calls in his servant Eliezer, and he tells Eliezer, Eliezer, find a wife suitable for my son Yitzchak. Now the question is, we know from past history about Abraham, everything Abraham did, he always did by himself. He fought wars by himself. He brought in guests, and he even prepared the food by himself. Everything he did by himself. Why all of a sudden did he give this mitzvah over to Eliezer, and why didn't he do it himself? And the answer is because we know Avram Avinu. Avram, what was special about Avram? That he was a man of chesed. He believed in kindness and helping others. Avram knew that the most important aspect of the Jewish family is a family based on good ethics, on good character, quality of character. That's what he was looking for. Now, Avraham, he wasn't able to find a woman that he would know for sure that she has good character. Why? Because Avraham was a wealthy and famous man. The truth is, everybody is nice to wealthy and famous. Who's not nice to somebody wealthy? We're all nice to somebody wealthy, to somebody famous. So he couldn't tell if he would meet a girl who he would think she's nice. He wouldn't be able to tell if it was because of him or if she was nice. So what did he do? He sent a servant. If you send a slave and that person is nice to a slave, that would be the true test that that person is, in fact, a person of good quality, of good character. And that's what Avram was looking for. So on this Shabbat, as we're sitting around the table, we should all remember that the most important thing in any family is a family that is founded on good character, good midot, chesed, and compassion to all in the family.